to build a church on this property that will also become a community center.
The Haynesboro is considering sale of Emerson Field to a church. And a midwinter community event is a go, even without snow. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. Those stories and much more, up next. Some estimates predict the whitehorse population could grow 10 times bigger within 15 years as a result of gold mining interests there. Bill Sheriff is president of Golden Predator Corporation, a newer exploration company in Canada's Yukon Territory. He told the Whitehorse Star that the population of the nearest city within driving distance from Haynes, Clukwan, and Skagway could grow from its current 26,000 or so residents to 200 to 250,000 people by the year 2026. He referenced gold mining in Alaska over the last two decades, saying the same geology that drove that boom since the early 1980s exists in the Yukon, and companies are just catching on. Even if his prediction is erroneously optimistic, his company is just one of many new mining operations joining in on Canada's modern gold rush. One estimate notes the number of exploration companies active in the territory has grown from 10 3 years ago to 122 today. Sheriff visualizes that number nearing 200 by the end of the summer. It was added that the price of gold at around $1,347 an ounce was a motivating factor that led to more than 83,000 new quartz claims staked last year, up from 16,000 the year before. Recent changes to regulations also eased the boom. The settlement of most Aboriginal land claims and relaxed rules for filing assessment work have lowered fees overall. Skagway, at just 109 miles away from Whitehorse, is the nearest ocean port for many of those new operations. However, Yukon mines do regularly choose to ship through Canadian ports at a higher cost in money and time. The Haynesboro got the okay to negotiate the sale of part of Emerson Field to a church. Emerson Field, a 5.34-acre lot at the entrance of Mosquito Lake on the Haynes Highway, was acquired by the borough last July for $50,000 after the Haynes Planning Commission recommended the buy to the Assembly. New Hope Fellowship Church has expressed interest in the property since then. Assemblyman Jerry Lapp has also heard from constituents in the highway voting precinct on the idea.
We've got a signatures from 71 of the residents out there that signed, that saying that they would like to see this done. What their intentions are to build a church on the property that will also become a community center. And they will take care of the ball field and all the other infrastructure that's out there for the borough.
That many signatures is three-quarters of the number of people who voted from that precinct in the last election, not the number of registered voters. Borough Manager Mark Ernest said last summer that the land was purchased to be used for borough needs and that there would be potential for municipal services there. Soon after the acquisition, the Planning Commission reviewed a proposal from New Hope Fellowship Church to purchase the field in order to put a church there, and the commission recommended the borough keep it in their hands. Since then, it's continued to be used as a recreation site. The borough agreed on an answer for the church at Tuesday night's assembly meeting that allows the manager to proceed with negotiations, which could eventually lead to its sale. Rob Goldberg, a member of the Planning Commission present in the audience, said at the meeting a sale would be premature.
In doing some research, we got some numbers from a local realtor in town. The going price for land out there is more like $40,000 an acre. And so the $20,000 offer is considerably a below market price. And so the question becomes, if the borough offers a below market price on a piece of property to one nonprofit group, will it then be obliged to offer the same sort of deal to any other nonprofit group that comes forward? So there's that issue. And if it goes into negotiation with the manager, I'm assuming that the borough will want a fair market price for the piece.
Four members of the assembly voted to allow negotiations to proceed. Waterman, who believes the Planning Commission should make the decision, and Goodman were opposed. Others wanted more clarification on what kind of community center the church would maintain. The okay to move to negotiations is only the beginning of an extensive process, said Borough Manager Mark Ernest.
Yeah, it's spelled out, the procedure. There's a lot of back and forth with the Planning Commission and the Assembly. There's steps here. Eventually, an ordinance would be drawn up. There's a requirement to examine alternative sites. It is all spelled out, but it is a fairly lengthy process that involves a lot of back and forth between the Planning Commission and the Assembly.
Business, government, and environmental groups are trying to create jobs in Cake. The Central Southeast Village of about 500 has been losing jobs and residents in recent years. The groups are pushing a local hire initiative for Forest Service contracts on Central Kuprinoff Island between Petersburg and Cake. Sarah Campen is a community organizer with the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council. The environmental group is part of the Cake Community Forest effort.
That whole project is aimed at creating community-based, community-empowered, sustainable land management in the Cake area. And a big part of that is creating jobs in Cake through forest restoration and stewardship.
The Petersburg Ranger District, the Organized Village of Cake, and Cake Tribal Corporation met with local contractors late last month. The city and the Nature Conservancy were also at the table. Campen says the work, funded by the Forest Service, will take place this summer.
We're going to begin with some thinning contracts for pre-commercial and wildlife enhancement and also road maintenance. Also, there's some culverts that aren't passing fish anymore that need to be either removed or replaced, that kind of work.
Petersburg District Ranger Chris Savage says the work will be done alongside timber sales. Fundraising efforts are ramping up to send a group of Haines students to South America. The Venturer Scouts and Outdoor Pursuits Club are planning to visit Ecuador later in the spring. Greg Pradziki is the group's leader and is accompanying the group on their trip.
All the fundraising's been absolutely wonderful. We've had pizza feeds. We've done work around town, cleaned up after the Bald Eagle Foundation dinner that they had there, and we're paid for that. We have sold Christmas trees and Christmas wreaths. There was a ski swap at the school. We've waited tables for the Emmon Club banquet that they had. We're going to have the Ecuadorian dinner this Saturday night at the American Legion, and we're going to have sweet themes Monday night, Valentine's Day, at the high school. And everything's gone well.
The next set of moneymakers begins Saturday at the American Legion on February 12th with a South American-style dinner and continues on Monday the 14th with a Valentine's event at the Haines School. About this time last year, Haines residents were perfecting their triple Lutzes and training on their cross-country skis for a chance to win a cheaper substitute for gold, silver, or bronze in the Chilkat Valley's own version of the Winter Olympics. About this time last year, though, there was snow. Organizers of that winter event had to change gears this year to bring a midwinter day of fun to Haines residents. They're calling it the Hooves and Paws Winter Tune-Up. Jessica Edwards is with the Southeast Alaska State Fair, who's teaming up with the Haines Animal Rescue Kennel to sponsor the day of community activities that are all just for fun.
It is a new thing. We did the Winter Olympics last year, and we haven't had any snow this year at all to speak of, and so we thought that would be difficult.
So the activities going on this Saturday, like a triathlon, a fun run and walk with pets, pickup basketball games, an egg toss, parachute games, and tug of war, don't require the white stuff. But if the weather report changes, there is a backup plan.
Right. With a triathlon, we can still do the swim. People still run. It's, you know, just bring your grippers. And if it's like this, if there's snow on the roads, if it doesn't clear off by the weekend, then we can just do a cross-country ski loop through the fairgrounds. We just have a route that we'll just have people do that instead.
The activities are all planned to go on at the Haines School and on school grounds, not at the fairgrounds, which has construction going on right now. People are encouraged to park at the elementary side of the Haines School, and everyone is welcome to participate. That includes non-jocks.
It's been years, but if people remember those triathlons, this one will be a little bit looser. It's going to be more mellow, just kind of a fun event. It doesn't have the competitive edge that the summer triathlon has, where you actually have the weather to do it.
The winter triathlon at 11 o'clock can be done solo or with a team of two or three. It begins with a half-mile swim at the Haines Pool and continues with a 5K run around the town loop and a 10K bike ride around the Mud Bay Small Tracks Loop or a substitute cross-country ski in the Chancellor's snow. Other games like co-ed pickup basketball, soccer, weather permitting, and pass the lemon will be at the Haines School Field.
you stick the lemon underneath your chin, and you have to pass it to the next person. A get-to-know-your-neighbors game.
The day begins at 10:30 a.m. with a family fun run or walk around the town loop.
It's for people who just want to, you know, get their exercise for the day done and do it with friends and their dog and come downtown and be social about it. Dogs are welcome if they're leashed, like follow the city ordinances. And, you know, this is another one where just bring your grippers in case, because it could be slippery.
Vegetarian or meat chili along with cornbread is available for $5 under the school entry porch during the day. Hot chocolate and coffee are free all day. The Hooves and Paws Winter Tune-Up is a community-wide recreation event at the Haynes School with parking on the elementary side on Saturday, February 12th. Events begin at 10 a.m. And to answer your final question, yes, costumes are encouraged.
You know, if you want to run in a silly costume or do your triathlon in a silly costume or wear a tutu in the pool, great.
Reporting for KHNS, I'm Tara Bicknell. Sending news tips and comments is easy. Just email me at news@khns.org.